You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Fast and Loose is next.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Nate. Name of this show, Fast and Loose. And I tell you what, I'm playing it kind of fast and loose today because it's one of those days where I just have no idea what my schedule is. Had a little bit of a pipe burst at my place of work. You know, the old den of thieves. And long story short, I got to buy a couple of couches. But I'm not trying to buy any couches. I actually searched through the internet's offering of couches yesterday, and I remain disappointed. When did style just go out the door? It's either you got to find something that's like completely, I don't know, because even like the nicer handmade stuff even seems like it's coming out of a factory. Like, where's the art and craft to all of this stuff? And even in some cases, I'm just like, all right, again, place of business, pit of commerce that I work at. I'm out here. This is a couch that a lot of people are going to sit on. Stuff's probably going to get spilled on. All I want is just to maybe I'll sacrifice some style and I'll go with durability. Well, no. Demanding such a ridiculous thing like reversible cushions or covers that you can pull off and wash, it's a bridge too far, okay? I don't know. I blame sort of in general, like, how houses look now is super boring. Like, every single time I see a home improvement show, every single time I see one of these, like, design shows, there's no personality. It's like, hey, it's going to be beige and gray, or gray and beige, straight lines across the board, everything's just going to sort of like, and then it looks like you could hose the whole place out and just dry it. You know, there's like shiplap on the walls, there's the vinyl, like gray vinyl floor, and then I heard somebody else say this, but like all art is either like pictures, staged pictures of a family. So it's like, you know, the shirts and pants, staged pictures on the beach or whatever, or words on wood, you know, live, laugh, love, you know, maybe like some Bible verses, some like dubiously attributed Bible verses where it's like not even, it's like the translation is so off that you don't even have like the chapter and verse. It's just like, that's just, it's said in Ephesians. It just generally says, give thanks, and then just quote Ephesians as if it's like, I'm actually, this isn't even a Bible verse. This is just me attributing a phrase to a group of Ephesians over there. They love to love. They love to give thanks. But anyway, that's not art. I'm serious. Like, that's just not art. Have some personality. Put some stuff on the walls that you're like afraid of people not liking. I think that's the problem, is that all design is essentially just converged on like what a house should look like right before it's gonna sell. Like when they stage houses and they're like, all right, hey, we need to have this be a sort of a place where like the buyer is gonna see it and they're gonna, all right, I'm gonna put my own input. But that's the problem. Everybody's worried about selling, or just everybody's worried about what their house looks like, that they're afraid to add any sort of personality to it, any kind of warmth. And then, yeah, you get the stark sort of divisions across the board. So anyway, all's this to say, I'm looking for a couch. I'm going to go to the MIT Furniture Exchange. I forgot that place existed, and I'm excited to remember that it does. Because I have high hopes, high as they possibly can be, that maybe there's some nicer, cool-looking couches down there. Because I'm in the cool-looking game as well. And I'm also not trying to spend an arm and a leg. My price is nothing, and we'll start there. Boston is one of those places where beggars can be choosers because of how much stuff is just, like, out there. Anyway, a couple of throwbacks, and thanks for listening. You want to call in 855-915-WMFO or send me a text. We're gonna be flying by the seat of our pants today because I don't have a computer. So I'm, like, handling it. It's going to be great. Stick around.
Ah! accelerate, accumulate. Look for your downtown. Wound up in a movie with no story. Now it's late.
Station.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. If you want some pictures of what the burst pipe did to the previous couches, just send me a text. I'm not going to tell you what my number is. If you have it, you have it. Later on the show, I am going to play some music from up-and-coming band from Medford, Hey, I'm Outside. It's the band Patrick and Hannah are in, if you know who Patrick and Hannah are. And they're playing a show at Deep Cuts in Medford on Friday. And I'm going to it. Molly and I are going to it. We're stoked. We're like getting dinner and going to a show. How do you do that? I don't know. We haven't done it in a long time. Two children. We had a pandemic. It's going to be crazy. Got a babysitter coming over here, and I'm just going to toss her the keys and be like, all right, make sure they're breathing. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time because, two, I don't have to go into the city. I don't even have to cross the... Forget about the Charles. I don't even have to cross the Mystic River. Stay in Medford the entire time. That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, music by them. And super accessible. Like, they're really out there. I don't know who's handling that. I think it's Hannah. It's great. Great job. Great job being out there. In that little bit there, Caring is Creepy by The Shins. The reason I played that song is that I made mention of, you know, there's a handful of albums that you know exactly what the album is in the first couple of notes. I mean, any album that you listen to a lot. Okay, whatever. But like that... I would say that those notes carry a specific weight for a very specific number of people, and reliving it every once in a while is wonderful. So thank you for texting, Tara. And oh yeah, it is. It's one of those that pulls you back. IOU by Metric, also a band that I was trying to explain to somebody yesterday, and about how they're enormous in Canada, and then they're just like a really good indie rock band here. And then Night Beats by Egypt Berry by the band Night Beats, a song that I found by accident off of the album Who Sold My Generation from 2014. Good stuff out there. Night Beats, find some other stuff. I'm trying to transition to that area because I think that's what we're going to be playing soon here. Match like for like. If you got any home decor stuff, I'm all ears, especially if you have some like wild takes. Where are, like, the shag rugs and sunken stuff? I think that's what it is. I think that all the boomers, like, grew up with some really ambitious interior design. Where it's like, hey, every single level on this house is going to be a different level. Like, I don't care if it's the first floor. We're going to sink some. We're going to raise some up. We're going to have the split level. Just, like, taking swings. And I think that all boomers basically just got so exasperated by that, they were like, no, give me one big room and like maybe some adorning rooms off of the side, but one big one, open concept times 1,000. It's either going to be all hot or all cold, but it's definitely going to echo. That's for sure. There's no private conversation at any point in this entire structure. There's also no being by yourself. I can scan the room. I see everything. Nothing's going on. It escapes my purview. All right, let's get back to the music. Now I'm just grinding axes. I think that's what I am doing now.
Never let go. Never. return. I met a young girl, well, I couldn't manage her, because I think of you in every girl I meet. It's no relief, it sounds to me just as sweet. So maybe I'm the fool for feeling you, but the way we kiss that night I thought you knew. How come my love is strong and my heart is sweet after all?
Hey, do you like shoegaze more than the average person? As in, you've done a survey. You know what the average is, and you're above it. Well, finally, we've got some good news for you. Apple Jam Productions is a student-run club devoted to booking live concerts, visual art publications, and other performances. They work with both local and national artists who are overlooked by the larger booking agencies on campus. Apple Jam also collects student art and poetry submissions for a yearly zine. You can follow them on Instagram at Apple Jam Productions to learn more and find out about upcoming shows. This has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I'm just going to say this. If you know what shoegaze is, check out Apple Jam. Check out Apple Jam. I love that. I love how, like, shoegaze, the genre shoegaze, it's like the NBA. It's the presupposition of this PSA is that you know about it, but you're not, like, interested. It's that it would be like a professional sports association where, like, I know that the NBA exists. Do I know everything about the Celtics 9-game win streak that's going on right now? No? Okay, yeah, but I, like, know, so maybe I'm below average. People are into it. I get that. I think with shoegaze, I think if you're in, you're in. And it's an open door. And it's wonderful. I don't want this to sound like I'm out here saying, no, Apple Jam is great. When time's gone by, I was involved in Apple Jam. And I was happy to see this PSA in the binder, because I do want to give a heavy promotion to really just the exploration of things. And I think shoegaze is a place that has, it's a genre and really an art space that leaves a lot of vacancy. And I think that that's what I need. I think it's what maybe you need. It's nice. It's nice not to have everything so on its face presented to you, right? To allow the interstitial parts of your brain to exist, right? Not everything is this rational A to B to C world. And we know this, right? But I don't know, you know, every single second of my life, I'm trying to change, trying to distract myself because I'm afraid of what abyss might exist in that chasm. So yeah, the same person that likes poetry is the same person that likes shoegaze music. Not because I'm comparing it to listening to The Strokes, but I'm just saying, you know, it's a different world. And so approach it like the difference between running and swimming, not the difference between running fast and running slow. I stand by that. I stand by that. All right. Yeah, let's do it. I'm gonna play some. This is some good long friends of mine and friends of yours. It's their single "Smile." It's the band Hey, I'm Outside. I hope you enjoy. Hey, what's up? You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. That's the sound of the chair right there. And that's the other thing, too, is that for some reason... No, it's on. I just don't hear it. The air conditioner... This is kind of one of those days. I didn't give you the weather update here in Medford, Massachusetts. It's basically spring now, and it's a real bummer. Everyone... Like, you're talking to people, and you're like, this is not good. February is not over. And it, like, is... It's really warm. And it's tough. Like, I got... Like, the coat is away, and I don't know if it's coming back out again. Which is tough. Anyway. We heard... I guess I'll go all the way back. Bushwick Blues by Delta Spirit. Sunrise by the Kooks. Doors Unlocked and Opened by Death Cab. If you know me, you know I love that song. Smile by Hey, I'm Outside. That was the song Smile. That was Patrick. You know... That was Patrick and Hannah. And looking forward to their show again at Deep Cuts on Friday in Medford. Deep Cuts, cool venue. Sandwiches by day, music by night. One person asked me, hey, did you manifest that with your brain? And I might have, who knows? But yeah, check out Ham Outside. And then all their stuff is not only there, but I found it all here at the radio, which means someone's playing them, which is cool. Followed that up by Head in the Ceiling Fan by Tidal Fight. That was for them, not for you. And then Moments / Tides by Goth Babe. And then Flight Facilities. The Adventure Club remix is backing me up. Also, playing some music off my phone today and almost made it through without having the notification sound. I recently upgraded phones. Molly called my old phone trash, and that was true. Not just in, like, the sort of modern day, like, this is a piece of junk. But in, like, I've had that phone for 8 years. All four corners were bashed. Not by me, but by children. Because, you know, I'm out here handing my phone to my children. And they immediately drop it on the ground. And I sit here like, well, you know. I know what I was doing. But it's one of those things. Be back next week. And we got spring break coming around in like 2 weeks, and it's going to be great. I'm going to be in California doing a lot of really fun stuff in Davis, California, working with a lot of fun organizations there. So if you know about Davis, give me a call. Thanks for listening. I'm going to sign off here. I'll be back next week. Have a great week.
Enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial.